It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Today, I'm going to give you a different slant on a major development in the Sausalito housing element. It's not enough to gain small victories here and there if you do not proceed to close the bigger deal. I have a great example of the persistence needed to get to a satisfactory planning outcome here in Sausalito, but there is still a crying need to close the deal. I will explain during the course of the show and then suggest how you can participate in closing this very important housing element deal. Most of us have become familiar with the term housing element, whether we wanted to or not. We've seen in the news that Fairfax attempted to negate its housing element through a voter referendum. Orinda was also in the news when residents brought suit and won a reversal of its housing element, as well as an agreement from the city to conduct an environmental impact report. Housing elements are designed to address specific periods of time, somewhere between 4 and 8 years. But these periods tend to overlap, and it becomes very confusing what time period is being addressed at a given hearing. The housing element process can be a very lengthy one. Those people who sit on city councils, planning commissions, and housing element subcommittees are to be admired for their stamina and patience in dealing with this planning nightmare. Unfortunately, dealing with this mass of regulations, alternatives, and data can easily lead to confusion or obfuscation. As a result, cities can find themselves, as did Sausalito recently, in situations where the only apparent way to satisfy housing element requirements is to resort to zoning changes, which could easily affect the fabric of the city. In Sausalito, city officials appeared to be faced with the only alternative to meeting housing element numbers was to apply higher density zoning overlays on parts of the city. Thankfully, one elected official continued to pound on existing residential zoning as a means of satisfying the housing element figures. Councilwoman Linda Pfeiffer persisted in her request that the consultants M Group revisit the list of R3 underutilized parcels in Sausalito to see if one or more of these properties could be counted against the housing element figures. Sure enough, M Group slightly expanded its criteria for reviewing properties and identified one in the R3 zone that would meet the demands of the housing element. This discovery should negate the need to impose the higher density zoning overlays, as the housing element requirements can be satisfied without such overlays. But I use the word should because there is no telling what the city council will ultimately decide to do to ensure satisfaction of the housing element. This is where you come in. You need to come to the special Sausalito City Council meeting at 7 p.m. on June 24th. The sole topic of this meeting is the housing element. All you need to do is wear a red shirt or blouse to let the council know you are against increasing density in Sausalito. Why red? Because the resident group opposed to the Larkspur Landing mega project wore red to the public meeting on the topic, and the elected officials got the message. The mega project was rejected. You don't need to stay for the entire meeting. 30 minutes would probably be enough. All you want is those elected officials to look out on a sea of red and know that the residents are opposed to density increases. So come to the meeting on the 24th at 7 p.m. and wear red. We are very close to arriving at a housing element acceptable to all, but you need to be there Tuesday night to help close the deal. Well, that's my show for today. Thanks for tuning in. If there is a question you would like me to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is a production of Radio Sausalito and is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or at radiosausalito.org. Thanks for listening.